Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining us for part two of Million Dollar Entrepreneur e-workshop. Hi, I'm your host, Victoria, and today we're going to get into part two of something that is dear to my heart, which is the freedom to be able to have a business, whether you have an existing online business, an existing business, or if you're looking to leave your 9-to-5. These are steps that I hope you can implement immediately to be able to make that happen. So I always say I want to make sure that whether I am on a deserted island or if I decided that I needed to do something that took me out of the area or, God forbid, I fell into a coma, I wanted to have the freedom and the money to be able to have a business where I do not have to do the day-to-day being in the business, or if I leave the business for a second, I'm concerned that I will not have the business when I return. So hopefully that is where you are, or if you're looking to retire soon, these are some tips to get you started. So we went through 1, 2, and 3 last time. Now we're going to go through 4, 5, and 6. So number 4 is online business ideas. I get a lot of people that call, and when I do my coaching with my clients, their question is, do I have anything that someone is interested in paying for? A lot of times, individuals don't know where to get started. So I'm going to do a little bit on how to get started as far as what you should and should not start. I would suggest that you always look at starting with something you love to do, something that you would do whether you got paid or not. That is always a great starting point, because if it's something that you enjoy, that you would get paid for, whether you were working it to get paid or if it was a hobby, if it were a hobby or something like that, that is something that you would truly, truly enjoy. The reason why I would start there is because it really does not feel like work. I have been doing this for a number of years, coaching, consulting with businesses. I truly love business, and because I love business so much, this is something I could do with my eyes closed, no problem doing it without getting paid for it. I've just been fortunate enough to have individuals that believe I bring value to their lives by giving them information that can help them move along in their business. So because they feel I bring value to their lives, they're willing to invest in themselves and invest in me to be able to make that change. And yes, I did quote an investment. I think when you're looking at a business and starting a business and you're gathering information, it is an investment in yourself, and especially if you are paying for it. Now, there are a lot of things out there that you can gather online, you can put them together, and you can eventually do some of the things yourself, and I did emphasize some of the things. But when you're designing something that you want to trade money for, someone is actually paying you for this information, you want to make sure that you put your heart and soul into delivering a great product or service. That is what I mean by you investing time in something that you enjoy doing, you will do it better and more professional than the average person. Now, a lot of people think they can go online, Google something, and they can get the information. One, a lot of people don't have the time, so that's why they'll pay you for something. Two, they don't know where to go. Believe it or not, there are people that do not know how to do research, and research itself is something that you can get paid for, because not everyone can do research that lands them in a position that they find what they're looking for. So once you've narrowed down something that you'd love to do that you could do for absolutely no money, the second thing you want to do is you want to ask yourself, how are you an expert in this? What's your exposure? How much do you know? Now, most people say an expert is someone that has spent 10,000 hours, which is probably 5 years, 40 hours a day. Let me say that again. Most people consider someone an expert in a subject matter if they have spent 10,000 hours or 5 years and at a 40-hour-a-week type of situation. You always want to start with something that you love and something you feel that you have great knowledge in. Now, the reason is because you are getting paid for it, so it should be something you're an expert in. So stop right now. This is an actionable item. I want you to stop right now, and I want you to jot down a couple of things that you are that you feel you are an expert in right now. Write down things that you feel you're an expert in. I'm going to give you a couple minutes to do that. Now, you've written down a couple of things you feel you're an expert in. That means you have years of experience. You've been exposed to it for years. You've actually done it for years. You physically, mentally have prepared something in that area for years. Now, once you have done that, once you've written this down, I want you then to go back to what I said, number one, which was, what is it that you love to do? If your area, let's say pottery, is something you love to do and you've done it as a hobby, not saying you've done it professionally, make sure you take both of those and connect the dots. So you have something you love to do coupled with something that you have experience in. Think about something on your job, a portion of your job that you love to do. You may have seven things you do, and there's one of them out of the seven that you truly love to do, and you are an expert in it. That's a great place to start. When I talk about online business ideas, we talk about five main areas: e-commerce, memberships, membership sites. We talk about an online course, a workshop like this particular workshop that I'm doing right now with you, or we may speak about some type of professional service, accounting, bookkeeping. Personal service also is included in that when it comes to, like, say, you're a fitness instructor or a fitness coach. All of those fall in that category when it comes to online business ideas. There are, you could do a blog, you could do some type of music service, fitness, cooking, how to have a great relationship, how to parent. All of these are items that people don't have the time to research themselves, or you have a success rate where you've had a fantastic relationship, or you may be great at how to have someone go through a divorce successfully. As we get older, we go through divorce, and some people completely fall apart. You may have gone through a success very successfully where you and your ex-partner are great with the kids, you found a way to co-parent successfully, or you're great at being a step-parent. What I'm basically saying is that there is something that all of us have been through that are great business ideas. When I am actually teaching this course, which is a course that I teach, the Million Dollar Entrepreneur e-workshop, I go into great detail with actually exploring what our perfect idea is to start a business. But I always start with, first, what is it that you love? Second, what do you feel you're an expert at? And then third, combining those together. So as we move on to number five, which is our marketing and our sales, we can have an idea that is fantastic, fantastic idea. We can love doing it, but guess what? If someone else doesn't know about it, it does not matter because it's almost as if it doesn't exist. The whole reason why you're doing a business is to be profitable and to be able to change lives. Those should be the two reasons why you decide to do an online business: profit and to actually change lives. So when we look at this for a second, how is it that we're going to let people know where we are in this vast online market of businesses? One way is to start simply with word of mouth. Start telling individuals what you plan on doing, but remember this piece. Don't give them the explicit details, because people will take an idea that you have and they will turn it into their own. So make sure your secret sauce, that means the one thing, because we're all unique, so we're going to do it differently than someone else. Make sure that one secret sauce, that one thing that you have, that no one else has, unique to whatever your way that you're going to approach it, do not give that information, because that is going to be the one thing that's going to set you apart from everything else. One of the great things about it is no one's going to market exactly like you, because no one is like you. No matter what is going on out there on Instagram, Facebook, no matter what, you have a unique experience that you've gone through with this specific situation or idea that no one else has gone through. No one else has gone through what you've gone through exactly. So that's what you're going to bring to the party, and you're going to market that. And it starts with your story. So what I want you to do is I want you to continue on that piece of paper, and I want you to write down three unique qualities that you think you have. So if I were to say myself, one of the unique qualities that I've had is I've worked as a veteran, I've worked in corporate, I've worked as an entrepreneur, I've worked as a government worker, and private industry. All of those give me a totally different vantage point on how I look at, because some people have only worked in private, others only in corporate, only in and as an entrepreneur. Some only as a veteran. I've been fortunate to have all of those experiences. So when I bring those to the party, there's something totally I'm bringing that no one else is going to bring, because very few people have had that type of experience where they're able to bring all of those to their business and cover so many areas. So I want you to think of taking out a piece of paper and writing down three unique qualities that you have, and I'm going to allow you to do that in a couple of minutes right now. Okay. Hopefully you were able to write down three unique qualities that you think you have that are going to help you market. When you have these qualities, there are certain phrases, which is called copywriting, that you're going to make sure you put in your marketing. You could start simply with a free blog. Start with people you know telling them about something you're so excited about sharing. So let's say you're starting with a divorce group. You're going to help coach women how to get through a divorce successfully without feeling like they've lost themselves or their life is over because they don't have the relationship any longer. And women seem to resonate with this a little bit more than men. A man may start a group on how to successfully co-parent your children when you do not live in the home with them, assuming that they are not the primary caregiver. How to blend a family. Either person could do that. A husband, ex-husband, or an ex-wife could do that. How to start a new family when you have gone through a divorce where your children do not feel like they hate the other person that you're looking at being with. So those are a couple of subjects that I'm talking about. And when you're looking at marketing, you're going to bring your unique story to that marketing piece. That's what's going to make you stand out. Your experience is going to help you market your business. Now, there are a lot of moving parts to market and sales. I'm not going to pretend like there aren't. There definitely are. One of the moving parts is there's a lot of noise online. So the key is to become recognized as an expert in your field. And how do you do that? Well, one way is credibility. How credible are you, meaning your experience, what you're sharing? How credible are you with this experience that you're going? So in other words, if you're single, you've never gone through a divorce, you probably can't tell someone how to feel when they go through a divorce if you've never been there. Credibility. Authority. Authority goes into the same area. What authority do you have? Well, if you're CPA and you've actually done corporate books, guess what? You're probably authority on how to do that. Social proof. Social proof comes in through blogs and having a story that you're telling through your blogs and having people begin to follow you. Some people begin to follow you because of your authority and your credibility. So social proof is how you are proving that you know what you're talking about based on people beginning to follow and take an interest in what you're doing. Now, don't feel a certain type of way if you do not have a following on every platform, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, because usually you only need to be really good at one. I prefer LinkedIn. LinkedIn is one of my faves that I utilize because it, to me, is more professional. And my ideal market is professional people on LinkedIn. Most of them are, if not all, are business owners or interested in business or they have a career. And so my market is just that. That is who I'm marketing to. Not so much on Instagram, not so much on Facebook. So you need to find the platform that fits your ideal client. How do you do that? I want you to, at the end of this assignment, write down your business areas that we talked about, what makes you an expert, the areas I talked about, credibility, authority, social proof, your story that connects all of those, and then I want you to think, what does your ideal person look like? That's what we call the avatar. Your avatar is, who is your ideal customer? What do they look like? Where do they shop? How much money do they have? This is who you need to talk to when you are selling your product. So when we talk about marketing, marketing is getting the word out there that you have something to offer. Sales is getting someone to purchase it, actually getting them to open their wallet and purchase whatever it is that you're marketing. I'm doing a marketing piece right now by telling you about the e-workshop. Now, my goal is to inform and educate my avatar, which are the individuals that are actually listening. But I also want to make sure that I am able to make money off of what I love doing, which is the coaching piece. Well, I believe that a lot of people who do million-dollar entrepreneur workshops are actually interested in scaling their business to as high as they can. They may not have an interest with being a million-dollar entrepreneur, but they like what comes with being a million-dollar entrepreneur, which is a lot of times the money and the freedom. So whether they're interested in reaching 200,000, 300,000, 400,000, or a million, once you get on the path, it's just a matter of doing more of whatever works. So I know for me, when I'm doing this type of workshop, one of my goals is to make sure that I give anyone that is listening the best I can, where they can take something from this workshop and actually be able to change something in their life by implementing what I'm speaking of. In addition to that, you want to make sure that you're making a profit so that you continue to have the lifestyle that you have begun to enjoy, your freedom and your money. But you should never think of the freedom and the money first and then who you're helping second. If you listen to anyone, Oprah or anyone that has been somewhat successful with what they're doing, and no matter what it is, they're pretty good at it, they will first tell you that the first order of business is doing something to make sure that you change others' lives. When you do something that you make sure you change other people's lives, people will be willing to invest in you to be able to say to themselves, if you're giving me this at no cost, imagine what you're going to give me if I had to pay for it. And that's exactly the feeling that you want to invoke. I want you to understand that I care about what you're trying to accomplish, and hopefully that resonates through what I'm sharing with you today. And also that anything you have is valuable enough to make money off and change people's lives. If you approach it with your heart of understanding that there is a business for you, no matter where or what your stage is in life, there is something that you can do if you're willing to put the work in. By no means do I want you to think this is a get-rich-quick. No, you have to put hours. You have to invest time. Even if someone is giving you the blueprint like I do in my workshop, you still have to invest time, and you have to make sure that you are willing and wanting to do the things necessary to make the change in your life. No one is going to lose the weight for you. No one's going to start the business for you. And if someone does start a business for you, you pay them the money, you're not going to be able to keep it because you're not going to know what they did to make sure that happened. So you have to have a vested interest as well. The last part I'm going to cover is the financing and the resources. And that's important because most people want to know, how am I going to pay for this fabulous business? Well, if we go back and we look at starting a blog, you can start a blog for absolutely free on WordPress.org. That's WordPress.org. When you start a blog on WordPress.org at absolutely no cost, you will be able to not have to invest anything in the beginning. And that's a great place to be because it allows you to sharpen your skills without having to put any money out to do that. So one of the ways you can do that is to start a blog. You can start a very, very low-cost website on various places, including WordPress.org, Wix, W-I-X.com. It's called SquarePress. There are so many ways to start an actual website where, once again, your goal is to start to position yourself as an expert in what you've decided you want to start charging for. So when you do this, you're going to start a blog, and I would suggest that first. I would suggest either that or to start writing articles on where your ideal avatar is. If it's on Instagram, get on Instagram with photos of you going to business meetings or whatever it is you're looking to start. If it's LinkedIn, start writing article and post on LinkedIn. If it's Facebook, start connecting with your people on Facebook. But your first order of business is, of course, to discern where your avatar, where your ideal customer is. That's what you want to find out first, and then go after your ideal customer, like I spoke of. So financing, we talked about, you can do this for under $100. This is very easy to get started. Now, what resources are you going to need? Continuous education. You're going to need either yourself, you're going to have to invest the time, or you're going to invest the time in reading, or you're going to invest the time with hiring someone like myself to do a complete workshop for you where we go over in great detail. I have an actual live workshop, and it starts at $397 for a two-day live workshop, and it is for 2 hours per day. And in this live workshop, I cover the 6 items that I went over individually with each person, 1 through 6, on the different areas that we talked about in the workshop. Now, the takeaway from this workshop is you should have enough information to get you started, whether or not you want to join me in step 2 of investing $397 for a step-by-step live workshop where you have access to me at no additional cost on setting up your various business. So if you are serious at this point about investing further, please make sure you reach out to me by emailing me www.victoria@8figurebusinesscoach.com. That's www.victoria@8figurebusinesscoach.com. If you're interested, please remark in the email that you took the workshop course and that you are ready to take the next step for the $397 actual two-day workshop. Now, with this workshop, I guarantee that you will be in a position to start an online business. When you are completely done with the workshop, you will get a certification that you've taken the workshop. We, as 8-Figure Business Coach, I take pride in making sure that we're able to deliver what it is that we say we can do, and I truly stand behind that. So if you are actually interested in that, then make sure that you follow up. And why is it that I do not give you a link and make it easier? Because I feel if someone is truly interested, they will do what they need to do to make sure they follow up. So if you're interested in following up on the e-workshop, please email me at www.victoria@8figurebusinesscoach.com. I truly hope that this e-workshop was beneficial to you. I hope that you close your eyes and you're able to think about where you want to be in the next year. What is going to make your life different next year than it is this year? If you have a birthday, you're turning a new year like I am, July the 1st. I want to be able to see growth every year, not necessarily calendar year, but birth year I do. So hopefully this $1 Million Entrepreneur e-workshop, part 2 along with part 1, will get you to your next step. I hope you enjoyed this. If you have any questions, please give me a call and reach out by email, and I will give you a call. Make sure you leave your contact information if you decide to go a little further in the e-workshop so I can contact you. The reason I do that is to make sure we set up a time for the workshop because it is a live workshop. It's not recorded. But I want to make sure that I set up a time that's going to work for your schedule. It's 2 hours, a total of 4 hours for $397 with access to me from now up to 90 days from when you sign up. And the 90 days don't start. It just means that you get continuously so many hours in 3 months. So if you're deciding to start 2 years from now, guess what? I know I will still be in business. So God willing, that you would be able to reach out and contact me. So with that said, I hope you have a fantastic day. I truly enjoyed sharing this information. I hope this content was helpful. I hope it makes an impact in your life. And if anything, the takeaway should be there are ways out there to make money, and there are people willing to help you do that. So with that, have a fantastic day. Until next time, bye-bye.